Queen's Law graduate and part-time Kingston local Marianne Miller's first-ever novel, We Were the Bullfighters, has been nominated for a Crime Writers of Canada Award under the Best Crime First Novel Award. The historical fiction is based on the real stories of notorious bank robber Norman Red Ryan escaping the Kingston Penitentiary and Ernest Hemingway during his time at the Toronto Daily Star. In her research, Miller discovered that in 1923, on his first day as a staff reporter for the Toronto Daily Star, Hemingway covered Red Ryan's daring escape from Kingston Pen. The lives of a young Hemingway and Red Ryan become intertwined as journalist and newsmaker. Leading up to the announcement of the winners of the Crime Writers of Canada 2025 Awards of Excellence on May 30th, Miller sat down with CFRC to discuss her nominated novel.
Well, the book is the story of Ernest Hemingway's time at the Toronto Daily Star in 1923, and on his first day, he's sent to cover a prison break at Kingston Pen. And what appealed to me about the story was Ernest wasn't very happy about coming to Toronto. He'd just been in Europe for a while, and he was getting to know James Joyce and Ezra Pound and other literati, Gertrude Stein, and they were starting to recognize his talent. And then his wife got pregnant and they decided, for some reason, I don't think medical care in France was really a problem, but they decided they wanted to have the baby in North America. So what always hit me about this story was that Hemingway was feeling very trapped. Like before he even started work, he was writing to Ezra Pound saying, couldn't be worse, I start work on Monday. And so he's feeling very trapped, and on his first day, he's sent to cover the story of somebody who risked everything to be free. So that's what appealed to me about the story, and so the story covers Hemingway and the convicts on the run.
What was your reaction to learning you were nominated for an Award of Excellence?
I was shocked. I was really shocked. I didn't necessarily, although it is a novel about crime, I didn't necessarily think of it as a crime novel. Some friends of mine, you know, encouraged me to submit it or to have Dundurn submit it. And so I was really very pleasantly surprised when it was a finalist.
Yeah. And how did it feel to be recognized in this way for your first ever novel?
Well, it's very exciting, very, very exciting. It's a sort of another pinch me moment. It's hard to believe. It's very, I'm very honored that people liked it enough to nominate it. It's great. So I'm waiting on pins and needles for May 30th.
To cover the story, Miller dove into the archives and visited sites where it all happened, which were luckily already in her own backyard as the author split her time between Kingston and Toronto.
And I have something to show you. That's the wanted poster for the convicts from the archive for $67 that cost me from the archives in Ottawa, which were a great, great source of information about the prison break. Lots of telegrams and diagrams and maps.
I know you really dove into the archives, but you also lived close to a lot of the sites you write about. I was wondering if you could get into that.
Well, I think I was, you know, lucky in the sense that I spent a lot of time in Kingston. So I was pretty familiar with Kingston Penitentiary. And in fact, quite a few years ago, my husband and I moored our boat at Portsmouth Harbor. So I sat next to Kingston Penitentiary for a long time. And then something similar in Toronto, the places where he stayed during this period are not too far from where I am. So I would go by them frequently, and it just always hits me. It's like standing in front of a famous painting, I always feel, and you feel like I'm standing right where the artist was standing at some point. So I always thought it was kind of neat, like Hemingway walked down the street, or the convicts took off on King Street and got shot at the corner of Pembroke Street, and yeah.
Did you visit Kingston Pen to get a feel of the site? What was that like?
I did go to, right when the tours first opened, I like jumped up, got a ticket and went in and, you know, asked the guy, could he show me, like what they did was they set fire to the stables and could he show me where the stables weren't there anymore, but could he show me the stables? And then the other thing, the thing that really surprised me about Kingston Penitentiary, because you see the, you know, big wall at the front, is that you walk in and suddenly it's all open. And there's buildings around the perimeter, but there's a big open space with grass and everything. So that helped. That description is in the book. And I don't know, when we used to moor our boat at Portsmouth Harbor, every Saturday night we could hear rock and roll music coming from the prison. So it just kind of, I don't know, humanizes people that are in prison a bit.
In addition to the story itself being rooted in Kingston, Miller's journey to getting published was also set in the city, specifically at the long-running Kingston Writers Fest, where she met her publisher in 2022 and appeared on stage as a guest in 2024.
So at the fall of 2022, I signed up for How to Get Published at Kingston Writers Fest. And because I'm really often at these workshops, they'll say, okay, we're all going to take 5 minutes and write our pitch. And I'm really bad at that. So I went with my pitch already written out and my bio and my contact information. And so that I think was the first Kingston Writers Fest after COVID. So it was very oversold. So this workshop ended up being like more of a lecture than a workshop. So after the talk was over, one person on the panel was from Ottawa, and I'm from Ottawa. So based on that great connection, I didn't know him or anything, I walked up to him and held out my piece of paper and said, should I be completely brazen? And I thought he would look at it and go, yeah, whatever, lady, thanks. And instead, he looked at it and he said, oh, Hemingway. And then he said, well, what's your bio like? And then he read my bio. And I belong to the Hemingway Society. So in 2018, I'd given a talk in Paris, France, about Hemingway in Toronto. So that's sort of a nice thing to have on your resume. And so he said, your bio's pretty good. And he flipped it over and said, here's my email. I'd like to work with you on this. It was very unbelievable.
And then you were on stage talking about your book a few years later. Is that right?
Yeah, I appeared there in, what year is this? 2024, in the fall of 2024, right?
How was that experience being on stage after attending so many years and meeting your publisher there just 2 years before?
Well, it's kind of a pinch me moment, actually. Like you're thinking, I can't believe I'm on the stage at Kingston Writers Fest. That's really cool.
Miller also graduated from Queen's Law in 1980. Queen's Law 80 will be celebrating a reunion year at Queen's 2025 homecoming weekend in October, where Miller has been invited to read from We Were the Bullfighters.
I had a great class. My law school class, we were great and very creative. My friends were the people who would write the law review, you know, the like not the academic journal, but the haha show. And so I think actually the first time I ever wrote something, which was just a line in that show, was then, and it got a laugh. And I thought, oh, that's kind of neat. And they've actually, this is my reunion year, because I was Law 80. So they've invited me to read from my book at our, just before our reunion dinner on Saturday night. I do feel very connected to Kingston. And I was thinking about that when they asked me to read. And I just thought, you know, it's wonderful, the support coming from my class and the support coming from Kingston for the Writers Festival, and to be in the place where the events happen. Like I always think that that's, it's a great honor to read something and you're very near the place where it happened.
Once again, that was author Marianne Miller on her novel, We Were the Bullfighters, recently nominated in the Crime Writers of Canada 2025 Awards of Excellence. This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.